Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Right now.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
What is up? It is Friday.
I'm just sportsing over here. Just getting ready to rock you on a Friday, watching my sports.
Me too. Blazers are losing.
Yeah, the third quarter didn't...
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's...
What?
I don't know. Like, I literally... They were up by what? They were up by 13 at one point. They were up by 10 at the half. I get in. I go in the studio there to record something with Mike. We come out like 10 minutes later and they're down by 4. What the hell happened?
Well, now they're down 9.
Yeah. Well, that's...
The Blazers.
You should be happy you're down by 9. You were just down by 11.
Your Zers.
Yes.
They're blowing it. But hey, this is one of those classic games where I'm telling you right now, right meow, telling you, this is one of those classic NBA games where you don't really need to watch until the fourth quarter.
Exactly.
This thing will be tied. Mid-fourth quarter, this thing will be tied. It's one of those
games.
Yeah,
the Blazers were up by 13, then you turned around, Memphis was up by 11, and you're right. We're about 2 minutes left in the third quarter. It'll be tied with 2 minutes left. Tune in, and then there you go.
Blazers.
Although I will say Memphis is having a nice little third quarter.
Yes.
They're outscoring them by 18 in the third quarter.
Grayson Allen, though, I contend, nice team. Is the most punchable player in the NBA.
Well, that's not really going out on a limb, is
it? His face just, it needs to be punched. It really does. And Ja Morant is really fun to watch.
Yeah. So there's your...
Yeah, there you go. There's the
2 minutes of sports right
out
of the
gate. Yeah, that's the 2 minutes right off the get-go about the first three quarters of this game. And we'll check back into it when there's 2 minutes left to play. And as you said, it's tied.
Well, it's a pretty important game, I hate to say.
Well, sure, especially because New Orleans handed you one. For reasons unbeknownst to anyone, including their head coach, Zion didn't play at the end. I haven't figured that one out yet. The head coach literally was like, oh, I was told this.
Well,
was
it wasn't his spurt.
No, it wasn't.
He only played in spurts.
We were told before the game that there would be no minutes restrictions, but there would be spurts. And then after the game, they were talking, and then they said, hey, why didn't you play Zion more down the stretch? And his response was, I was told what his minutes were, and he was at his minutes, so what do you want from me? Clearly a good line of communication, but if it's not the head coach... That's deciding on the minute. I want to know who put the minutes restrictions. I'm mildly confused.
Coach.
No.
Dad. Mom.
Mom? Dad? It was like the marketing agent? It was like, hey, this is how much he's playing. It's not as if that game, Matt. Oh, wait. Yes, it did.
Well, we'll keep an eye on your hometown boys.
Yes.
Who continue to not guard very well.
No.
But you never know.
And CJ got hit in the cash and prizes, so.
Yeah.
He's over there icing.
Now, look, I'm not throwing stones here because, COVID has, hit us all in the waistline,
Oh, yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm always amazed to see people who are skinnier. Like, haven't seen them in a while, and then they're skinnier. I'm like, wow, that's really.
The Jokic of the world?
Jokic, yeah. Exactly.
He's like super tiny.
But he's a professional athlete. I'm talking about just randoms.
Sure.
Like people, like regular Joes like you and I.
Yeah.
Most of us. You've added a few pounds. Look, COVID is It's been tough on the waistline.
Gyms have been closed and, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're quarantining your home. You're also, you know, you're
yeah, you're drinking a little bit.
You're scared to death. You're drinking a lot. You know, it stands to reason.
When you're working at home, that lunch break can take on an entirely different.
That's right.
You know, a lot of times like at work, right? Like you're like, hey, let me grab something real quick. Where all of a sudden it's 11:30, and you're like, well, I might as well go on my lunch 4 hours now. Let's go ahead and start whipping up this 3-course meal, eat some burritos while I do it, and I'll have 6 beers.
And I'll feel better.
Oh, yeah.
About the world. Now, so I'm not throwing stones here, and this guy looks really good. CJ McCollum's 8 of 13.
Yeah.
But does he look a little bloated to you? Look a little fat?
Oh, I could see where you might make that argument, although it might just be the camera sort of thing. Could be a camera angle.
Camera adds 10 pounds.
He also
angle.
Changed his hairstyle, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got like
he's got a whole new look going.
Yeah, he's got like a cornrow sort of thing happening.
He's got cornrows and side beard.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he looks good.
It's COVID, man. What are you going to do?
CJ's a pimp.
You got to change it up a little bit.
I think CJ McCollum.
Did he get married or did he get married? He's got like an attorney gal.
He's already married.
Yeah, I think he got hitched. He's got some like, they're like
wait,
a power couple.
When did he get hitched?
Either they are hitched or they're engaged.
Yeah, see, I think they're already married.
I'm not certain.
He and her.
Yeah.
Those two.
But again, I think she's a heavy hitter too.
Guys.
What?
Check it.
What do we have?
Big show.
Ah! We do.
Big show.
Why am I always the last one to know?
Because you're non-essential personnel.
Oh, okay. I didn't get invited
just
to that.
Just sit over there and be funny.
You got it. I'll see what I can do.
Say something about sports. No, we've got a big show because it's a Friday.
Yes.
The Blazer season has begun, has restarted, I should say.
Well, it's kind of begun.
In the interest of accuracy.
Well, to be fair, I think that we did have a full off season between games.
Well, everybody should be fresh, right?
There is not there should not be an excuse for being worn down. But no, I do. I think there was, I think there was more time or as much time passed
really?
From when it stopped to when it started as you would have in a normal off season.
No kidding.
I think you had an off season.
Huh. Interesting. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So yes, everyone should be.
So the new old season.
The new old season
has begun.
Now you could be a little rusty because let's be honest, the games have been a little sloppy so far. There's only been a handful, but that's to be expected.
Yeah.
Football is going to be whenever football does come back, if it's this year, it's going to be ugly. That thing is going to be rough.
Well, we have football audio today. That's the other reason why it's a big show.
Yes.
Not because of us.
And football news.
Yeah. The Pac-12 schedules are out.
Yes.
Bros.
We've got the definitive schedule.
Yeah.
We've got letters.
10 games.
We got letters from the Big Ten being circulated around. We've got baseball being warned that the season is at the brink. Mm. All hell's breaking loose.
Yeah, a lot to discuss and a lot to get to today. So you're going to love it, I think, if you're a sportser.
Yeah.
We're going to sports hard.
Oh, and don't worry. I'm sure if you don't want us to sports hard, there'll be some of that for you, too.
I have more strange stuff about Bryson DeChambeau.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the doucher up to?
He's just he's just a strange dude, you know?
He is.
He's quirky. And
sure.
I've got a few new anecdotes regarding him.
Well, he's good for golf. Golf and any other sport, like personality, especially a sport like golf, personality is good, right? You need villains. The Houston Astros right now, good for baseball. They're fun to hate.
Got COVID news.
Hot COVID news.
Got, COVID news. Got a dead body washing ashore on the Oregon coast.
Yeah, it's not good.
Do you find it weird that they tell you, like, what she looks like and what she's wearing?
No.
You don't?
No, isn't that kind of the, I think that kind of goes along with it, right? I mean,
they say unidentified.
You would rather just say,
yeah,
a body washed up.
Well, it brings it to life, right?
Well,
so it's like, I think that's the point. I know what you're saying, but like, I know they're trying to ID this woman. She was out at Devil's Punch Bowl.
Yeah, and that's, I'm assuming, why they're doing that.
But
is
they
like,
don't
hey,
often so- do that. What they usually do is they're like, unidentified, name hasn't been really, this and that. While they try to figure out who it is.
But wouldn't you assume, though, that if they are going into that detail, maybe that's, do you know someone that fits this sort of description that is missing? Please, give us a heads up.
Yeah, it just kind of sucks if you're the guy who's going, oh, my God, orange Nikes, blonde, blue eyes,
yeah,
in between 40s and 50s. Haven't seen my wife in 2 days.
Whoops.
That's what she was wearing.
Well,
that's her hair color.
I will say this. I was earlier during the COVID stuff, and I don't remember when, because I don't know about you, but the COVID time, it's all just blended together, right? The last 4 months.
Hasn't it been 6 months?
That just proves my point, right? It all is just there, right? It's just somewhere amongst this COVID stuff, right? Let's say 2 months ago. I'm just throwing that out. And we talked about this, but I was strolling along the waterfront there, like along Airport Way.
Beautiful.
Marine Drive.
Love that down there.
Yeah, and there was a lot of, there was a big thing happening there. People were throwing fruit into the water. Right. There was a.
You told us about this.
Yeah. And I didn't know it was a bunch of Hispanic people. And so I was like, is that a cultural thing? Why are they throwing the fruit into the water? Well, it turned out someone in that community had driven their car into the river and was missing. Right?
There's no roads in there.
No. You can't. It's no good. I can't figure out why he drove into the, I don't know why or whatever, but he ended up.
Maybe he's trying to get over to that little inlet over there.
Yeah, I have thought about that. Like, how do you get over there? But I'm assuming boat, not a good idea.
You could swim in the car.
Yeah, he got the undertow. So we're walking along, and I didn't want to ask anyone. I want to be like, hey, why are we throwing pineapple into the river? And I just let it go. And then I saw the sign, right? And it was. And the guy.
I saw the sign.
Ace of base.
Mm-hmm.
The dude was missing. And I was like, oh, that sucks, right? And he had been missing for like a week or 10 days. And it said on there that he had driven into the water. And I guess he was on the phone with like his sister when he went in the water. So it wasn't like, hey, is he in the water? No, he was in, he's gone, right?
He's dead.
Yeah.
He died.
It's been like 10 days. He's not popping up out of the river like, hey, I'm here. Like, I'm over on the inlet. And they gave this really, really detailed description of what he was wearing and all this and that. And it was, and I don't want to be like I'm a terrible person, but my first thought that popped into my head was, do you really need that? Like, if you see, because it was like, if you see him in the river, as if I'm going to see another body in the river and be like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Right.
That doesn't fit. No. He's not wearing the, no.
Hey, there's a body, but does he have orange Nikes on?
No, I'm just going to walk away. I'm assuming that whoever sees that is calling the police and is like, hey, God, I just saw this. And they're like, all right, there's a person missing. So the detailed description, I don't know necessarily if you need that. And that was my first thought. And then I felt like a horrible, horrible human being that was my first thought.
Don't feel bad about that.
I did. My first thought should have been, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And then not like, do we really need all this, a detailed description.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. Like, I know they're trying to ID the body, but usually they're able to do that with like the dentals and whatnot.
Yeah.
Right.
Or just, I don't know.
It's weird.
I don't know. You would assume that there's a missing report and I don't know, but I did.
By the way, I have news. You ready for breaking news?
But they are asking for the public.
Yeah.
The,
they want to know
we,
who this...
the royal we, the editorial we, they want help.
Yeah.
It's not breaking news, dude.
We'll get to that on in the news. The Blazers are winning again. Yeah.
Look, there's still 11 minutes left. There'll be 19 lead changes before this thing is over.
But I told you.
Yes.
Midway through the fourth. It's just started the fourth, and they're already back in the lead.
So they went
that NBA.
They went from being up 13 and then a span of like 11 minutes down 11, and now they're up by two. Sounds about right.
And Mario Hezonja is awesome.
Yes.
Look at that.
In his tall socks.
Look at that. Wide open brick.
All right.
He did make the guy fall down, which is kind of funny, though.
I do enjoy the...
He juked him.
I do enjoy he had 5 points in 2 minutes, and Blazer Twitter collectively lost their S.
He did?
Oh, yeah.
I can't handle Blazer Twitter. They're too much.
There was a lot of Super Mario, Super Mario Brothers, like the Tanuki Mario wearing, like, the raccoon hat.
You know who's actually good, though? Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. He may actually be something.
Nice little player.
Yeah.
Nice little player.
Hezonja, a.k.a. stand-up.
Great little player.
And Zach Collins is overrated.
Yeah, but he's got really good hair, and he pushes people.
He is playing decent defense.
Well, he's good.
He's a good defender.
He kind of shoves people, and then he mean stares at them.
Yeah.
Is that Anthony Tolliver?
It looks like him, but it's not.
Are you sure?
No. Not at all. No. By the way, the Blazers are now losing.
And Lillard is stretching out some sort
of... It's not breaking news, dude.
Slash groin. Maybe he got hit in the... The jewels. We don't know.
Yeah. A lot going on. All right. Well, let's get started, shall we, Bill?
We shall.
Let's start with, we'll wait for the Blazers to finish, and then we'll talk about them.
Yeah. So let's put it on pause for a little bit.
Because
otherwise, we're going to be distracted by it for the entire time.
We'll tell you anything you need to know, trust me.
Sure.
I think the game is way more interesting listening to us watch it than it is just watching it or listening to it.
By the way,
Jordan Kent did a nice job.
Oh, yeah.
He's on the call.
He's doing the TV stuff.
I saw some of the first half, and he did a nice job.
Yeah, live from the Moda Center. Yeah, because they're not there.
Sure.
They're just watching.
He might be at his house.
No,
they got a set, I think, over there at Moda.
Yeah. All right.
I do like that they're superimposing like the Blazers and Moda Center logo on the floor.
Yeah, on the floor. But have you noticed
Fred Meyer
behind where the benches are and stuff? They're putting up CGI like Blazer graphics and stuff.
Yeah,
super cool.
Yeah,
I mean they are doing a great job with these games.
I don't know. You probably haven't seen any hockey either. And hockey officially starts tomorrow. But I was watching some of the tune up stuff. I was watching a little bit of that. And same sort of thing. They're doing. All the leagues, a tip of the cap, I think for the circumstances that they're in, they are making these games aesthetically, they're doing a nice job. It has not been bothering me as much. Although it does throw me off a little bit because when you look at the court, the out of bounds lines, they're so thin. I feel like that's not the real out of bounds line. You know what I mean?
No.
It's throwing me for a loop. I feel like the court,
they're not thick.
Yeah, the court seems odd to me. Like because there's just not a lot of separation there.
I like it.
It's that's the only thing that I'm
more room for ads, baby.
Yeah, visually it's throwing me off a little
bit. I'm surprised the whole court isn't just all ads.
Well, that's like, have you ever watched any like European, like if you watch European hockey or European basketball?
Oh boy.
Everything, and I mean everything, has a logo on it. The jerseys have 19 different patches on it. You know, there's like some sort of malt liquor ad that covers 90% of the floor.
Got to cash those checks, bro.
Oh, baby. Europe does it right. Europe has a lot of sponsors.
All right. Well, we're going to start by telling you the revised Oregon and Oregon State football schedules.
Yes.
They are out.
The game formerly known as the Civil War, which currently does not have a name.
Yes.
Slightly earlier this year.
Moved it up.
Yes.
That's right. We'll get you all those details next on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's our poll question today. As always, it's brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. 50, huh? You get that?
I see what 50. You did.
That's 50.
Yeah.
For you that aren't hip.
Well, like 50 cent.
AAAIAQ.com. Today we're asking you at 1080thefan.com, how many games will the Pac-12 get in this season? Of course, they have announced a 10-game conference-only schedule. So you have four options. All 10 plus championship, 8 to 10, 7 or less, or none!
Oh!
Vote at 1080thefan.com.
I'm going to say 7 or less. I think college football is in a lot of trouble. Mm. And if you listen to any of Larry Scott's comments...
Which we will play for you.
Yeah.
And coming up.
He even said at one point, someone asked him how confident he was in being able to start the season. He said that he was humble. And I think cautiously optimistic, but I mean, he would go on and say multiple times that they humble. All realize. Yeah, I think they've all
Why
been.
Why does he got to say he's
he
humble?
He said, "I'm going to speak with a lot of humility."
Humility, you know, it's there's just an idea that everyone was going to plow ahead with this thing, and I think that conferences, from the SEC to the Pac-12, have realized that they have been smacked in the face with this, and some of this is going to be beyond their control. And this idea that you were going to push forward no matter what, they know that that's foolish and that it's unrealistic. So I thought Larry Scott today, who I don't think he's done a very good job. Again, I give him credit for being realistic. I think it's real easy to just kind of do the, well, you know, we'll see how things go and we're going to be fine. And, you know, we're confident. Larry Scott said multiple times that they understand that this is going to be tough and that you're going to probably have to at some point miss games, pause games. I mean, shoot, the very nature of the schedule moving some games to week one are being done for the sole purpose of he thinks those games are probably going to have to be delayed. And that way you delay them early and it gives you more time to try to make them up on the back end. So they know, Larry Scott and the Pac-12 knows what they're up against here. And it's going to be a tough battle. They're going to start. Do I think they get all 10 games in? No, I don't. And I think if you get 7 or 8, and you finish some sort of season, like 8, if you told me right now, I can promise you each team 8 games, I would take it.
Hell yeah.
I would take it.
Well, let's pretend that they're going to play, okay?
Yes.
Let's add a little whimsy on a Friday, okay, pal?
Sure.
All this doom and gloom. People are tired of the doom and gloom.
Well, the NBA is going to be fine. Hokie is going to be fine.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah, the bubble is the
bubble.
That's
positive.
The bubble, or in the case of hockey, the double bubble. Right. The bubble works.
Boy, Lillard's just chucking it up now, huh?
I didn't see that one.
Nah, he just chucked it up.
Okay.
Trust me.
All right.
They're down 5. Okay, so revised Oregon schedule. Here it is.
Yes.
Actually, before I get to that, just Oregon, I'll just give you the first week. This is wild. The first week, which is they're not starting till September 26th.
Yes.
Now Saturday, September 26th would be the openers.
And you can start at normal time, right? And so that's the thing, is they're giving everyone plenty of wiggle room to try to get, you know, in the preseason as much as you can. So again, it's just pushing everything back in hopes that either A, you get a grasp on this, or the other one too is, and this is kind of what the SEC was talking about, see what happens when the regular kids start coming back to campus, and you're going to get a better idea then of exactly what you're dealing with. Like, we've had an outbreak already at a couple different schools, not because of athletes, because of kids and like fraternities.
Okay. So Arizona State, which is usually
territory cup
dead last.
Yep.
On the schedule. That's the first game.
Yep. So you got that, and you got UCLA, USC that are going to be in week one. And again, this goes back to the reason why they do this is they understand that Arizona and California right now, the two worst spots in the Pac-12 footprint. So the idea was, let's move those forward, because if you do have to delay those or you know, you're not going to be able to get those in, it's easier then because you have multiple weeks now that you can try to squeeze those in later. So that was done on purpose to move some of those rivalry games in Arizona and California up, to give you the most flexibility in rescheduling them later, which, again, I applaud the Pac-12 for acknowledging the fact that right now the idea of playing football in Arizona and California is probably a little, I'm not going to say foolish, but, you know, it's maybe wishful thinking right now.
You also have Stanford at Washington.
Yeah.
And you have Utah at Washington State.
Yeah.
A couple of good games there.
Not a bad week one.
Now, Oregon will open with Colorado at Autzen, or at least theoretically.
Yeah.
And Oregon State will open with Cal.
Now, they did say, too, as far as fans go, I know some people have been asking about that. Larry Scott says they are deferring to states and local counties. So if the state of Oregon says that Oregon can have fans, which I wouldn't count on that, but if they say you can have fans, 20% capacity, 30, 40%, there could be fans at Oregon and no fans in Arizona. That is not going to be a conference decision. They're going to punt on that.
Okay, so Oregon's schedule is now as follows. They host Colorado, then they are at Washington State, then they will host Arizona State. Those are your first three.
And that is on a Friday, by the way, the Arizona State game.
A lot of Friday games.
Yeah.
At Oregon State, how about that? The Civil War, or the... Am I allowed to say that?
The game formerly known as the Civil War?
Yes. I'm calling it the Prince game right now because it's the game formerly known as the Civil War. I'm just calling it the Prince matchup. Oh. That will be
October. What are they going to call that?
They said they didn't know. They said that both schools are working on something and they didn't want to rush anything and kind of let it organically kind of
happen. Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Well, that's how it happened in the first place. It was either Oregon State or Oregon. One of the coaches, like back in like the, you know, 1920s or whatever, just started calling it the Civil War. He just came up with it on his own. And then newspapers kind of ran with it, and it just kind of happened.
Hey, you could be the guy to name the game.
It's possible.
You start calling it something, and it catches on.
Yeah.
It's happened before.
Yeah. I don't know what to... Well, I feel like I started the Big Burrito, and I hear a lot of people calling it that.
Wait a minute. You did not start the Big Burrito.
I had never heard of anyone call Research Stadium the Big Burrito until I started it.
Oh, that's terrible. That's so wrong. You called it the Big Burrito because you heard other people call it the Big Burrito.
Negative.
And then you got in trouble for it.
Negative. I came up with the Big Burrito, then I got in trouble for it.
Wow.
By the Reeser folks.
This is a stretch.
No.
You are claiming that?
Yes. I am claiming the first use of calling Reeser Stadium the Big Burrito. I'm claiming that as mine.
Boy, I cannot disprove that. However, that is bull shark.
Nope. Never heard it once. Okay. Anyone else ever get in trouble by the Reeser Fine Foods folk for calling it?
You're a big deal.
Yeah.
So Oregon State, this game is in Corvallis this year, theoretically. October 17th, so they moved it up.
Yeah.
So then the Ducks have a bye. So their first four are Colorado, at Washington State, they host Arizona State, and then they're at Oregon State. Then they have a bye. Then they come back on Halloween, and they will play Washington at home. Mm-hmm. They will be at Cal. Then the last four, hosting USC. This is these are in November and December. Hosting USC, at Arizona, host Stanford, and then there's that new game with Utah, and that will be played in Salt Lake City on December 5th.
Yeah, so the rumor was is that the Utah game was going to happen, but everyone said it was going to be the first game. No, it's the last. And they have moved the Pac-12 title game all the way back. Remember, they said that it was originally scheduled for December 4th, and they said that you could play it on the 4th, the 12th, or the weekend of the 19th. They're just going to bump it to the 19th. So not only do you have the bye week for everyone, everyone gets one bye week, but remember now you've got those 2 weeks at the back half of the season that you can put any of these games that you need to and still go ahead and have the Pac-12 title game the weekend of the 19th.
Okay, so there's their sched. Oregon State hosting Cal on the 26th of September. Then in October they have home game against UCLA. Then they're at Utah, and then there's the Civil War.
That's a tough start, by the way, for Oregon State.
Well, yeah, and then they got to go to Washington before they're bye.
This is tough because, you know, Cal is going to be good. I think people are sleeping on Cal. UCLA, not so much, but there's talent down there. Utah is good every year. Oregon and Washington are the two powers in the North. I mean, that is a really, really tough start. I mean, in all honesty, you can't sit here and go win-loss, win-loss. But more than likely, that's a 1-4 start.
So, yeah, they go Utah, Oregon, Washington, three straight weeks. And then they will be off on Halloween so they can take their kiddies trick-or-treating, you Beavers.
You can dress up in your black and orange.
And then your last five for the Beavs will be hosting Arizona at Stanford, hosting Washington State at Colorado, and then they wrap up at Arizona State on December 5th.
Tough slate. Tough slate for the Beavs. And then bowl games, if there is bowl games, which, you know, if there's a season, there will be bowl games. One less, the Red Box Bowl is going on hiatus.
Why? Oh,
there'll be one less bowl slot.
Come on, Red Box.
It's not happening.
I bet you Red Box isn't happy about that.
My guess is that's probably why it's going on hiatus.
What is Red Box? Is that movie thing?
I think it's the movie thing, right?
That's still a thing? People do that?
They're still like Freddy's and stuff. You can see them.
I feel like, to me, probably wrong, but in my world, my little sliver of the world, Redbox is like a Blu-ray in a sense that, boy, it came, you heard about it, and it went.
No, it's still there. I mean, when I'm walking in, when I'm walking into the Fred Meyer where I shop, they've got like a Coinstar machine. They've got one of the little grabber things.
Well, I'd say those Coinstar machines, you and I need to get into that business.
That's a thing, bro.
Because to take them to the bank, don't you have to have them rolled?
You got to have them rolled.
Which nobody's going to do that.
No.
So you take them to these Coinstar things, and then they rip you off. They take a percentage of it just so that you can pour them down the little gullet.
Now, I will tell you that those things are taking a pounding right now. There's a coin shortage going on.
That is true.
So if you're in the
We probably missed our window.
Yeah. We've missed that. But then there's the Red Box, and I will tell you that more often than not, there are people there at the Red Box.
Okay.
It blows my mind.
Yeah, every time I see one, there's somebody in
there's
line.
There's somebody there.
It throws me because I can't tell you the last time I looked at a DVD, I touched a DVD, like DVDs, and yet there's always someone there.
Yeah, that's interesting. So you rent them for like $3 or $4 or something?
A couple bucks or whatever, and then you can keep it for a couple days, and then you take it back. It's all automated.
Kind of like the old Blockbuster.
Yeah, I just don't.
Do they know that for like $10 or $12 a month, you can get unlimited? Well, not really unlimited movies, but now, you can get a lot of stuff.
I do think that at the Red Boxes, I think they have some of those movies available sooner than when they're on like Netflix or, you know, basic cable and stuff. I think that's a thing. Because like when you go to order like a new release, like you have to rent it and it's like $6 or $7. And so I do think it might be cheaper to do the new releases at the Red Box. I don't know.
Okay, well,
I haven't done that in years.
Do you want to hear a little bit of what Larry Scott had to say today?
Yes.
We have some clips of him.
Is he talking about the Red Box Bowl not being played? What are we going to do?
Well, what are we going to do?
Not have the Red Box Bowl. You imagine, though, if the Beavs, like they kick and claw their way into a bowl game this year, and then they can't go because the one bowl game that they were going to go to doesn't play.
Most Beaver thing ever.
You just get robbed.
Who's the other team in the Red Box or the other conference in the Red Box Bowl?
Let me take a look at it for you. That I don't know off the top of my head.
Big Ten?
I don't know. But so far, that is the only bowl game that has punted.
Okay, we got a break. We're going to play a clip or two of Larry Scott, give you a taste of what he had to say. And then by that time, when that's over,
yeah, Big Ten, by the way.
What was last year's game? Who won?
Again, with all this.
Give me the Red Box Bowl history.
Cal was in it, and they beat someone. I see the guy.
That's right.
I see the guy holding the trophy.
Cal beat. I watched that game.
Michigan State.
Oregon beat Michigan State in that one, right? Wasn't that the Red Box Bowl that was like 6-0
2 years
or whatever?
Ago. Yeah. Cal beat
Northwestern, Michigan, Wisconsin, Michigan State.
Who the Fighting Illini.
They beat Illinois.
35-20.
My last guess.
The 6-6 mighty Fighting Illini.
Oh, okay. The Fighting Lovie Smiths. Thank you very much.
Yes. Best beard in college football, by the way.
Where was I? Okay, Larry Scott audio, and then the Blazers will be done, and then we'll tell you how they did. Okay, right. So here's Mike.
Prime time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Man, a lot of people defending Redbox on our fan text line.
Yeah, they're not happy that you tried to dismiss Redbox.
Well, I will say, and again, just my little corner of the world, Redbox isn't much of a thing, but I also don't really stream or watch a lot of movies, you know me, so it's just not in my world. But a lot of people saying that it's much cheaper.
Yeah, like if you want a new release, I do know that it's usually somewhere around like $7 to $9.
Yeah.
And you get it for 24 hours. And even some of the older movies aren't necessarily free. And so they're saying like Redbox is like $1.99.
Right, and online or streaming, like the newer releases, those things, aren't they like $20 or something?
No, that's to buy them. I think you can buy them and they're $20+. To rent them, they're, like I said, they're usually somewhere between $7 to $10, I think, somewhere in that range. And then a lot of people, they're saying like especially if you live, rural a little bit out there, you don't even have like the high speed connection to even stream the movies.
I did see a video store when I was home in Salina. I saw a video store.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there, but when I lived in Los Angeles, I moved 4 years ago from La Center, and La Center has like 3 stores in the entire town, right? There's like the casinos, card rooms, a gas station, and like a little deli. And one of the stores was a rental store. It was just a little mom and pop. I always assumed it was a drug front, and you know, you could go in there and buy like heroin or like, I don't know, traffic some illegal pandas or something. But there was always, and all my years living up there, there was always a video rental store, and it blew me away that was still a thing.
Do you see this fun fact from one of our texters?
What do we got?
There's actually someone that works inside the Redbox, and they go and find the movie, and they hand it through the little slot.
Like the little dude that played R2-D2 in Star Wars?
Did you know that?
Did you know that? And there was a guy inside R2-D2.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little fella. And he would just be in there, and he'd work the little head.
And one other note, best places to take coins? Yeah. Casinos.
Casinos will do it?
Yeah. They'll take them.
Huh.
Sure. It's monies.
I don't have many coins.
I don't either, but you don't have like a change jar like
where
you throw all the
like a little thing in there.
There's probably $40-$50 in there. It's nothing to shake a stick at.
No, I mean I don't, it just kind of sits there.
Right.
Guess
you never cash it in.
No. Like sometimes I know I'm going somewhere, like I used to take it for parking, but now they got Parking Kitty, which is just amazing.
Yeah, Parking Kitty's great.
Totally changed the game. I don't know when the last time I reached into the change pot.
Man, this is getting good, buddy.
Yeah, it's back and forth.
Melo just hit a 3. Blazers up 1 with 1:20 left.
Yeah, a lot of back and forth here.
In a pivotal game. Okay.
I bet you there's been 10 lead changes here in the fourth quarter. And there's another one.
Yeah, another losing. Yeah. Okay, Larry Scott had a press conference today.
A webinar.
Right.
I think that's what they called it.
It was the Pac-12 webinar.
Yeah, there was a webinar.
Larry Scott, David Shaw.
So wait, what's the difference between a webinar and a press conference? Ah, who hit that?
Siege.
CJ.
Your boy Siege. By the way, Travis Demers is popping up on the screen.
What?
How about that?
He's not there.
His face. Well, you know, they show those fan boxes where the fans are zooming in and then they're going crazy and stuff. Demers was on there.
All right. Go Rampage.
They showed him on there. And he's probably calling the game, I think, for the radio side of things.
Yeah, he's doing the radio broadcast. Yeah.
Travis Demers. Okay. Where were we?
Webinars.
What was happening?
It was a webinar.
What's the difference between a webinar and a press conference? Could you tell me that?
I don't know.
What actually?
A press conference is, you know.
You take questions and.
Well, they took questions in the webinar too. The webinar was, I think they just called it that because it's on the web and there were multiple people answering questions at the same time.
But a seminar is a conference, right? Like a big group of people where you discuss.
I always thought a webinar
things was
more like a learning sort of thing. Like
right.
If I'm going to the webinar, it was teaching me something.
Well, it's a seminar, but it's online.
So
and a seminar is like training or teaching or learning something.
No, I guess I learned what the schedule was, but I don't think I was an active participant. It was a webinar. I saw the release. He said, join us for the Pac-12 webinar.
Mellow. Just hit another one.
Skinny Mellow.
124, 122, 38 left. Okay, here's what Larry Scott had to say about the built-in schedule flexibility.
Well, you're right. There is no bubble, and a bubble would not be appropriate in college sports and for our campuses. These are students, they're not going to be able to be quarantined or isolated in a bubble the same way pro sports do. And we recognize that. And it's one of the reasons where we go into this with a lot of humility and recognizing that we've got a plan. We're going to follow medical guidance along the way, but we're going to have to monitor how things go. And it's one of the reasons why building in flexibility to the schedule was so important, Jesse. I mean, if there is an outbreak on the team, we're going in expecting that's a real possibility. And if that happens, especially with 14-day quarantine periods currently for anyone that's a close contact, that will require the rescheduling of a game. And so basically, we've got two opportunities for each team to potentially reschedule or delay the start. I mean, we realize there are some markets that don't have the requisite approvals at the moment. The start on time, need to make sure they've got a safe and robust training camp to be able to play on time. If a team can't start on time, we've got the bye week to reschedule too. If there's an interruption and game needs to be rescheduled, it can be rescheduled either into the bye week or this December 10th week that we have. So we're actually going in expecting, Jesse, the scenario you mentioned is a real possibility and likelihood, and as much as possible, leaving a little flex for that, knowing that we still have to end by December 19th. And that's the balancing act that we tried to strike here.
Jesse getting some airtime here on Primetime.
Go Jesse.
Whoever that is.
Apparently asking great questions.
Yeah, long-winded answer, but yeah, makes sense.
He covered everything, and that's, again, going back to the moving the Arizona and the UCLA-USC game where he talked about, you know, like not having the clearance to play right now. That would be Los Angeles, and that would be in Arizona. So more than likely, those games are probably going to have to be delayed. So by putting them at the start of the season, you can bump them back to the bye week or back into December. I mean, they're anticipating that. And, you know, they know that probably not everyone is going to get 10 games in. But you're going to do everything you can to try to get some semblance of a season. And that's really all you can do.
Whoa.
Did they not blow a whistle on that?
It doesn't appear so.
Overtime.
Wow. They're going to OT. Boy, that was fun. While you were talking, so focused. You're such a pro.
I was trying.
Neither of us were listening.
No.
Well, I was trying.
What did
not,
you say?
I was trying not to just stop mid-sentence and look up at that. And I can't believe that. I'm going to need to see a replay. I can't believe they didn't call
Mello
a foul.
Mello missed the three. That would have been his third straight three.
Yeah,
then the Blazers had two rebound opportunities that they missed. Then John Morant was basically on a breakout down the court, and he slipped, according to the refs.
I'm going to see this here if he did indeed.
Yeah,
he just slipped.
He just slipped and fell, and they just.
Yeah, so Morant was going down with about 4 seconds left, and it looked like he was going to get one off. And
he was trying to pull a Tyus Edney.
Yeah, and it was like in a big crowd of people, and I assumed that he had been knocked down, and that they swallowed the whistle because it was the end. And no, he just he got tripped up by the foul line.
Yeah, he tripped over his own feet. It looked like he might have rolled an ankle, but okay. So they blew it. Dead?
Yeah.
Blew it dead?
No, it's over. It's overtime.
Yeah, yeah. Overtime. Yeah. So it's 124.
Well, yeah, they
124.
Did. According to Rob, they blew him.
OT.
So now
extra basketball.
Carmelo Anthony starts on second base. Is that what's happening?
I think so.
Okay, I think that's what. Yeah, everyone.
Boy, I was certain that Lillard was going to chuck up a 45-footer right there.
Nah, you go to.
I
hot,
was certain Melo was going to hit his third straight three.
You go to hot skinny Melo.
Boy, they left Melo open three straight times. Well, the last three of the last four Blazers possessions, Carmelo Anthony has been wide open at the three-point line.
Yes.
And Lillard found him. Lillard drove and kicked it out. So, you know, he made two of them.
It's been a hell of a game. You know what? Well, we've had good all
good little ball game.
The three games that I've seen anything of, all right, because I'm assuming there was another one or two today and I didn't give a rip about, but we
watched. Were you interested in the Magic versus the Nets or the Suns versus the Wizards?
God.
Tell me the Nets did not win.
No, they didn't. They lost 128 right. to 118. Right. But and they outscored the Magic by 20 in the fourth quarter. They were getting destroyed.
Man. Utah New Orleans was good. The Lakers-Clipper game was great. Came down to the wire, too, with the Brony pulling one out. And then this Blazers-Memphis game has been dynamite.
Bucks-Celtics just started, too.
Welcome back to the NBA. Tip of the cap.
Good times. All right. We'll keep you posted on that. More Larry Scott, 3:48 on The Fam.
Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, if you're just tuning in, it is 3:53. Another beautiful Northwest day. The NBA has restarted. The Blazers' first game is currently in overtime, where they have now taken a commanding 8-point lead on the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, Trent knocked down a three, then CJ knocked down a really nice step back, and then Gary Trent had a strip basically at midcourt, and Lillard came down and hit a nice little left-handed layup.
Yeah, so they are up 132-124, still 3 minutes left in overtime in a very intense, exciting, and, dare I say, pretty big game.
Oh, absolutely. You're what, 3.5 back, so you win this.
They need this.
Yeah, absolutely. There's only 8 games to go, and especially considering the fact that New Orleans.
Whoa!
Nope. No.
What do you think about that, Tim Taylor? You feel about that?
Yeah, I dumped that.
Oh, you dumped it?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
He basically said
it. Oh, he did not. He said.
I did not.
Don't you do it.
He said.
I didn't say
come
that.
Come on.
Ooh,
a
CJ just hit another one.
D.
135-124.
There was a D.
I'll tell you what, I
there
like.
There was also an I and a bit of a C.
No, there was
Mike,
not.
Mike, you coward.
You pansy.
Absolute coward.
Although we all knew where you were going, and it was like, oh, whoa. I got to tell you, I like CJ's new look.
You like the little cornrow braid, like
yeah,
ponytail thing?
With the beard and, you know, maybe a little few extra LBs. Dude's a badass. Look at that. Look at that. 4 of 4 in OT, Taylor. Tim Taylor's in here.
If for whatever reason.
He's excited.
Watching the game.
He's pretending to be a Blazers fan.
He is socially distanced and wearing a mask.
Why do you always...
Tim, we can't hear you with your mask. No, keep it on, Tim. I don't want your COVID. Just sit over there and do whatever it is
you
do.
Oh, I'm bored. Oh, God, Collins.
You all right?
Well, I'm watching the game.
You're exasperated.
Collins has been
Collins
bad
has had
at finishing
a terrible
today.
Game. But he's, you know, he's...
He's had a good defensive game.
He's doing...
Mostly good rebounding, but man, he can't finish.
He's doing what Zach Collins does.
He's just out there doing Zach Collins things.
I think that he is
looking pretty
dangerously close to starting to get tatted up and grow his hair long.
Oh, guaranteed.
And become Cherokee Park.
Zach Collins fancies
Chris
himself.
Anderson.
Yeah.
He fancies himself a tough guy, as does Zach Collins' daddy, right?
There's just fouled out too.
And he's a big, like, you know, like rough and tumble. He will come back one day with the sleeve. Like, he'll just disappear for, like, 3 months, and it'll all happen at once. It won't be, like, just pieced together. He'll just come back with a sleeve and, like you said, long hair.
I thought it was going to be Myers Leonard.
Well, yeah.
But it hasn't been.
No. Leonard's got kind of that California, now Florida, like, beach yeah. boy vibe. Yeah. No, Collins will toughen himself up. He'll get tired of people calling him a pretty boy, and then he'll come back with some...
Right.
He'll come back with some tats.
Headband, long hair, tattoos.
There you go.
And maybe even a little beard.
By the way, the texts are in.
I don't think he can grow a beard.
The people listening on the stream, you did not stop after saying one
I
letter.
Did,
yes,
too.
He did.
Did
we're
not.
In the room with him.
It's ridiculous.
Right, Tim? He only said D, right?
I said D.
Right.
Maybe yeah. there was a
he says
D.
Yes.
Maybe D. That was the most of it.
Point
being
is.
A D, Mike.
Point is, we knew it.
Yeah, we knew where
we knew what you meant.
I stopped.
Work,
I stopped.
Tim, it doesn't work.
Don't worry about it, Tim.
You can't even hear me.
Look, I was tightrope on the sidewalk there, but I got both feet in. It's good. Drag the toes.
I agree. I would have called that in.
Yeah.
I would have called that a catch.
It's a catch.
All right. Oh, God. Will they blow it? Next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.